Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. The nation's leading infectious disease expert says the rise in new cases of coronavirus may be hitting a plateau. But Dr. Anthony Fauci warns the public to remain vigilant and to take precautions. NPR's Aisha Roscoe has more on Fauci's remarks since President Biden unveiled his administration's national strategy for combating the pandemic.
Anthony Fauci is now President Biden's chief medical advisor. He says the previous administration had some good ideas for boosting vaccinations that Biden's team can build on. But he acknowledged that at times he'd felt constrained by the Trump White House.
I can tell you, I take no pleasure at all in being in a situation of contradicting the president. So it was really something that you didn't feel that you could actually say something and there wouldn't be any repercussions.
Trump criticized Dr. Fauci publicly and eventually sidelined him. The nation's top expert in infectious diseases says he now feels more liberated to speak on the science behind the pandemic. Aisha Roscoe, NPR News.
Seven Democratic senators are asking the Ethics Committee to investigate whether two Republican colleagues helped incite the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol. The story from NPR Susan Davis.
The complaint focuses on Republican Senators Ted Cruz of Texas and Josh Hawley of Missouri. The two men led the objections in the Senate to the electoral counts in Arizona and Pennsylvania in the hours after the assault on the Capitol. They also raised questions about the integrity of the election. In the complaint, Democrats do not argue that Cruz and Hawley had the right to object, but they're asking the ethics panel to investigate whether in doing so they violated the code of conduct that broadly calls on senators to act with high moral principles. Both men condemn the violence and have brushed off calls for their resignation. Susan Davis, NPR News, Washington.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is pushing to delay the start of the impeachment trial of former President Trump. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports.
In a statement, McConnell is asking the House to send the article of impeachment to the Senate on January 28th. The former president would then be given 2 weeks to prepare before a trial starts in February. The Democratic-controlled Senate is facing the challenge of balancing the impeachment trial with confirming the Biden administration's cabinet nominees and moving ahead with his legislative agenda, which includes the next coronavirus relief bill.
Windsor Johnston reporting. A federal judge has rejected a request to force Amazon to reinstate Parler, the social media app favored by Trump followers and far-right extremists. Parler claimed Amazon was in breach of contract and had abused its market power. Amazon kicked Parler off its web hosting service for refusing to remove posts calling for rape, torture, and assassinations. This is NPR News. Kentucky's Attorney General has formed a task force to study the warrant process while involved in the deadly raid on Breonna Taylor's home. Daniel Cameron says he expects a report by the end of the year. 26-year-old Taylor was killed by officers who stormed her apartment looking for someone else last March. No charges have been filed in her death. Japan's prime minister insists the postponed Tokyo Olympics will be held this summer as planned. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports that public opinion on the Games has soured in Japan, as much of the country remains under a COVID state of emergency.
Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga told Parliament he's determined to make the Games happen, and he'll cooperate closely with Tokyo and the International Olympic Committee. The British newspaper The Times quoted an anonymous politician Friday as saying the government has privately concluded that the Games will have to be canceled due to the pandemic, and that Japan will apply to hold the Games in 2032. International Olympic Committee Chief Thomas Bach said Thursday that there is no Plan B. But Yoshiro Mori, head of the Tokyo Games Organizing Committee, said in a private speech this month he has no idea if the Games will go ahead or not. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for the bombings that killed at least 32 people in Baghdad. More than 100 others were wounded in Thursday's attack. Authorities say two men blew themselves up in a crowded marketplace. It was the first major suicide bombings in the Iraqi capital in 3 years. In pre-market trading, U.S. futures are lower. Asian shares are also down. This is NPR News.
Support for